With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. People detained at a Bakersfield Immigration and Customs Enforcement processing facility began a hunger strike last Friday after learning a nurse tested positive for COVID-19. FM 89's Madi Bolaños reports detainees are demanding ICE release them or provide a healthier environment.
Roughly 70 people across all dorms at the Mesa Verde Detention Center are hunger striking, according to Susan Beatty, a fellow with Centro Legal in Oakland. She says she's worried not enough people are getting tested.
DO officials tested a handful of people who had come into contact with her in the days leading up to her positive test, but only a handful. So the vast majority of people in the facility, including people who were treated by the nurse in her last week of work, have not been tested for COVID.
As of July 6, one person detained has tested positive. One complaint people have is the food served in the facility is often expired or moldy, Beatty says. They ask how can they fight the virus when they aren't getting the nourishment they need. That's why they are demanding ICE release them, or until then.
You have to provide for our very, very basic human needs, and that includes nutritious and unspoiled food.
The people at Mesa Verde are also striking in solidarity with those incarcerated at San Quentin. ICE did not immediately respond for a request to comment. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.